and begins to laugh. It's an hysterical sort.
Bloody hell, he swears. We've done it.
He did it, Matteo corrects. It takes Dancer a minute before he has wits enough to fetch a bottle of champagne, but I still feel his eyes watching me, as though I am something different. Something strange. It's like they suddenly don't understand what it is they've created.
I touch the Hymanthus blossom in my pocket and feel the wedding band around my neck.
They didn't create me. She did. It's when a valet arrives to escort me to the Institute that I say my goodbyes to Dancer inside the penthouse. He holds tight to my hand as we shake and gives me the look my father gave me before he was hanged. It's one of reassurance, but behind that is worry and doubt. Did he prepare me for the world? Did he do his duty? My father was 25 when he looked at me like that. Dancer is 41. It makes no difference. I chuckle. Uncle Neryl never gave me such a look, not even when he let me cut Eo down. Probably because he'd taken enough of my right hooks to know the answer. But if I think about my teachers, my father's, Uncle Neryl shaped me the most. He taught me to dance. He taught me how to be a man. Perhaps because he knew this would be my future. And though he tried to stop me from being a hell diver, it was his lessons that kept me alive. I've learned new lessons now. Let's hope they do the trick. Dancer gives me the knife ring he used to slice my finger months before. He's reshaped it to look like an L. They'll think it the chevron the Spartans bore on their shields, he says. L for Lacedaemonia. But it is for Lycos. For Lambda. Harmony surprises me by taking my right hand, kissing where once my red sigil was emblazoned. She's got tears in one eye, the cold, unscarred eye. The other cannot cry. Evie will be coming to live with us, she tells me. She smiles before I can ask why. It looks strange on her face. You think you're the only one who notices things? We'll give her a better life than Mickey would. Matteo and I share a smile and a bow. We exchange proper honorifics as he extends his hand. It doesn't grasp mine. Instead, it snatches the flower from my pocket. I reach after it, but he's still the only man I've ever met who is faster than me. You cannot take this with you, Goodman. The wedding band on your hand is queer enough. The flower is too much.
Give me a petal, then, I say.
I thought you would ask for that. He pulls out a necklace. It is the sigil of Andromedus. My sigil, I remember. It is iron. He drops it in my hand. Whisper her name. I do, and the Pegasus unfurls like a Hymanthus bud. He sets a petal in the center. It closes again. This is your heart. Guard it with iron. Thank you, Matteo, I say, tears in my eyes. I pick him up and hug him, despite his protests. If I live more than a week, I'll have you to thank, my Goodman. He blushes when I set him down. Manage your temper, he reminds me, his small voice darkening. Manners, manners. Then burn the bloody damn house to the ground. I clutch the Pegasus in my hand as the shuttle crosses over the Martian countryside. Fingers of green stretch over the earth I've lived to dig. I wonder who the hell diver of Lambda is now. Lauren is too young. Barlow is too old. Kieran? He's too responsible. He's got children to love, and he's seen enough of our family die. There's no fire in his belly. Liana's got enough, but women aren't allowed to dig. It's probably Dane, Eel's brother. Wild, but not bright. The typical helldiver. He'll die fast.
The thought makes me nauseous. It's not just the thought. I'm nervous. I realize it slowly as I look around the shuttle's interior. Six other youths sit quietly.
One, a slender boy with an open gaze and pretty smile, catches my eye. He's the sort who still laughs at butterflies.
Julian,
he declares properly, and takes my forearm. We have no data to offer each other through our data pads. They took them when we boarded the shuttle. So instead, I offer him the seat across from me.
Taro, a very interesting name.
Have you ever been to Aegea? I ask Julian.
Course,
he says, smiling. He always smiles.
What? You mean you haven't?
It's strange. I thought I knew so many goals, but hardly any of them managed to get past the entrance exams.
It's a brave new world of faces, I fear.
Anyway, I envy you the fact you haven't been to Aegea. It's a strange place.
Beautiful, no doubt, but life there is fast and cheap.
So they say. But not for us. He chuckles.
I suppose not. Not unless you play at politics.
I don't much like playing. I notice his reaction. So I laugh my seriousness off with a wink. Not unless there's a wager, man. You hear?
I hear. What's your game? Blood chess? Gravcross?
Oh, blood chess is all right. But faux war takes the prize. I say with a golden grin.
Especially if you're a Nortan fan.
He agrees.
Oh. Nortan.
I don't know if we'll get along, I say, wincing. I jab myself with a thumb.
Yorkton. Yorkton? I don't know if we'll ever get along,
he laughs. And though I smile, he doesn't know how cold I am inside. The conversation, the jibes, the smiles, are all a pattern of sociality. Mateo's done me well, but to Julian's credit, he doesn't seem a monster. He should be a monster.
My brother must already have arrived at the Institute.